The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So I'd like to read a short statement by Suzuki Roshi. He said, "When you say yes, you forget all about yourself and are refreshed into some new self. Before the new self becomes an old self, you should say another yes." So saying yes. So it's a great practice to say yes. You have to be wise. So what you say yes to, or how you say yes, but to meet life with yes rather than no. I've been told it's one of the primary principles of improvisational theater, is you never say no. But that wouldn't be a very improv way of saying it. you always say yes. And so, in improv, someone comes and does something, and you receive it, you take it, and you say yes to it, you do something with it, as opposed to resisting it. So to say yes, something's happening, and what's it like to receive it with a yes rather than a no? Now, if someone comes to abuse you in some way, you don't say yes to that, right? But you don't say yes to the person. But there is an art to knowing how to receive whatever happens, or a lot of what happens, and find something that you can say yes to that turns the situation around in a way that needs to turn around. There's some way of someone comes to you and offers you some food that you don't like to eat that food. I'm supposed to say yes to what I don't like. Not only I don't like it, but it makes me sick. It has something in it that I'm allergic to or something, I'm supposed to say yes. What does I say yes to that? Well, maybe what it means would be you start by saying, "Yes, this is so generous. Yes, how great that you're offering this to me. Yes, this is really great, and you should know something about me. I'm actually allergic to this." So you receive it and take it in. Many years ago, there was a woman who was living with us. She was visiting. She was a visiting exchange student or something, and for a few months from France. She was extremely shy, and she was going to fly back to France for the end of her visit. And I offered to drive her from San Francisco, from her home, to the airport. And it was a genuine, beautiful, I think it was quite nice, simple wish to do something nice for her. It kind of be nice to offer that to her. And I had time, and it seemed like a nice thing to do. And it came from a nice place inside of me. And she said, no. And so she said no so much that I said, okay, I guess I can't do it. But I felt a little bit sad that my generous wish had been cut down or not allowed to be lived in the world. So someone comes and offers you a dish you're allergic to, you say no, I can't do that. That's a saying no. And that's you're saying no to more than just the dish. You're saying no to the act of generosity. So can you say yes? So how can you say yes? So say yes, yes, this is really generous for you, but you should know something about me. Or many years ago, there was a teacher of mine, a Zen teacher, who was, he was a pretty, very full schedule. A lot of people wanted to see him and meet with him. And I went up to him and asked if I could meet with him, practice a discussion with him. He did a great thing, I thought. Rather than me being there and him being here and kind of like looking at me and, this like, my schedule and you and your request. And he just kind of turned around and brought out his date book, and we looked at it together, like this. So it wasn't like he was going to make a decision, like, you know, oh, I can't meet you until, you know, April 2017, you know, and like, wow, what's that about, you know? But rather, he went like this, and you could see his, this is the old days, right, when this was, I don't know if you remember, there was a time when people had date books. And so, you know, I could see, oh, look at that. Look, he doesn't have any time for today or tomorrow or for a week. Or, oh, I can see there, in 2 weeks he has a block of time. And so it wasn't exactly yes, but it wasn't a no. It was like, here, basically, yes, let's look at this together and sort it out together. It's not me versus you. It's like, we are doing this. We're finding our way. To meet our life with a yes. And Suzuki Roshi says that there's something about the yes, a certain way of doing it, where what drops away is the old self, the self-identity, me, myself, and I, me versus you, me versus the world, me, I have to defend myself, I have to build myself up. But something about the gesture for yes for me, and maybe the gesture is more important than the word, but is to step forward like this, spread out the arms wide and the chest kind of open and available and present. No is like this, right? You collapse and close in. So what's it like to go like this to the world? What happens? And then with that, sometimes you have to have very strong, maybe even ferocious stopping of things. You know, maybe sometimes you step. I've done that sometimes where someone has been very hostile towards me. And I haven't said yes, you know, I don't say the word yes to them. But rather than holding my ground or tightening up or pulling back, I take a step towards them. Kind of like internally like this, like get closer to them. Like, yes, what's going on here? And I'm a little bit, I think the term is counterphobic. I think my tendency is to pull back. You know, that isn't like I'm, you know, I'm more like one who wants to go away. So I've learned through practice, I've learned through experience in life, how great it is to step forward this way. And then try to work it out and try to find out. And sometimes it's kind of disarming for people. They're hostile and you step towards them. They go, what? step towards them with a smile. What? You know, that changes the context. So a life of saying yes is a lot more pleasant than a life of saying no. No generally is unpleasant. And even though the no, sometimes we have to say no, but how we say no, I think anytime you have to say no, I think more often than not, maybe I'm overgeneralizing, but it is a kind of closing down, is a kind of shutting down, is a kind of, you know, limiting something to happening. And sometimes things have to be limited, but it's like that's what no does. And but yes, doesn't have the same limitation, doesn't have the same narrowing, closing. Yes, it's more like opening, right? And so the art of it is how to say yes and take care of yourself. How to say yes, take care of everything. How to say yes and live a life that's appropriate. We're not saying you just be a, you know, foolishly agree to everything people want to do. But how do you say a life of yes? Life of yes. It's a lot more easy. It's a lot more fun. And sometimes it gets to be like improv theater. Figure out, you know, how do we step forward here? How do we open to this? How do we do this dance in this situation? There are some cultures where, and some Buddhist cultures where saying no is kind of taboo. And it can be very difficult sometimes because, you know, sometimes it's just better if you just got to know. You know, it's really clear and you know where you stand, you know the situation, and people don't want to say no. You know, so some I know one country where they rather than saying no, they'll say, it's different. It's different. Oh, okay. And so it can be evasive too to say no, say yes, you know. So the idea is to, I think, hopefully to be clear, to be able to step forward and open up and be, and say yes, at least in the heart, but be clear to people what's going on, that this is what's happening, I think it also does a service to people. But so it's more of a the primary emphasis here is an attitude of yes, attitude of not closing down, of opening up, of stepping forward, being willing to meet the situation rather than pulling away from it or closing down around it. Meet it with a yes. No one knows, you don't have to say yes, but meet it with a yes in that kind of way. And then what happens? What happens next? How do you find your way? It's better for your body. It's much better for your body if your body lives yes than if your body lives no. And if it's good for your body, it's probably good for your soul or your heart and your mind. So I think what I'll do then is also read the last, the jacket of this little book. This is also from Suzuki Roshi. Do you know the story of the dragon? In ancient China, there was a person who liked dragons very much. He talked about dragons to his friends, and he painted dragons. And he bought various kinds of dragons. So the dragon thought, if a real dragon like me visited him, he may be very happy. So one day, the real dragon sneaked into his room. He didn't know what to do. Wah! For a long time, we have been like him. That should not be our attitude. We should not just be dragon's friend. We should be the dragon himself, herself. Then you will not be afraid of any dragon. Isn't that nice? So you can't be a dragon if you say no. So, thank you very much.